Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Stephen, 10 in the morning here on KNSS, 7:47 on a Thursday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Soldier stops shooter at Fort Leavenworth, hitting him with his car.
Two.
Sedgwick County Commission approves reopening guidelines. No penalties for non-compliance.
One.
U.S. passes a grim milestone. Now more than 100,000 COVID-19 deaths. Three big things, Stephen, Ted on KNSS.
The gasoline prices in the Wichita area this morning really haven't changed all that much from yesterday. We're still seeing kind of an average of $1.64 a gallon here in Wichita, with a few stations a little bit lower down at $1.63 a gallon. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Partly cloudy with a 40% chance for rain today and a high of 77 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 56. Friday, sunny, tomorrow's high, 79. Now light rain, northwest wind at 7 miles per hour, and 64 degrees. You know, with VoxLink, you can take your office phone home, plug it in, and you're good to go, just like you're at the office. And they can save you 35% or more on your monthly bill. Call 844-VOXLINK. That's 844-869-5465, VoxLink. Companies are testing out more ways to disinfect spaces as more and more states reopen.
Fox on Tech.
It's been used to kill viruses for decades, and now a new development in UV light technology could help combat the coronavirus. New York is using UV light to clean its subway cars, restaurants to sanitize their dining areas, but most UV lights can harm people. That's where Eden Park Illumination comes in.
This should be used in any place where people want to be densely packed. We miss that. We miss the community.
John Yerger is the company's CEO. He says exposure to UV lights until now could cause skin or eye damage, limiting their use. Testing on Eden Park's new flat gas-filled lights so far shows it's safe for humans, meaning the UV light could be on planes, subways, or in arenas, killing the virus in the air even while you're there.
It's pretty much invisible. And you won't feel anything going on in the air. You won't feel anything changing yourself. So it'll just be safer.
With Fox on Tech in Champaign, Illinois, Grady Trimble, Fox News.
Roughly 2.1 million people applied for U.S. unemployment benefits last week, a sign that companies are still slashing jobs in the face of a deep recession, even as more businesses reopen and rehire some laid-off employees. About 41 million people have now applied for aid since the virus outbreak intensified in March, though not all of them are still unemployed. Labor Department report today includes a count of all the people now receiving unemployment aid, 21 million. That is a rough measure of the number of unemployed Americans. National jobless rate was 14.7% in April, the highest since the Great Depression. We're in some new territory here, Ted, numbers-wise.
41 million lives and families.
Families, too,
And then, the 100,000 people who have had families die of this.
Yep. It's tough.
It's terrible.
Had a pretty good day on Wall Street with the Dow jumping up 553 points. NASDAQ up 72, and the S&P rose 44. So a good day on Wall Street, at least. 7:51 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. What's next for Sedgwick County and the pandemic? Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, Sedgwick County, as you guys have been discussing, open for business. County commissioners Wednesday voted to recommend sticking to the Ad Astra plan. However, they will not enforce it. Governor Kelly announced Tuesday she would dissolve her executive order and put decisions in two counties' hands. Commissioner Lacey Cruz argued the commission should stay the course with the Ad Astra plan, which would now run until June 8th. It would be in phase two. The General Aviation Manufacturers Association says the general aviation aircraft deliveries in the first quarter down 21%, the overall decline accompanied by the same percentage decrease in the value of aircraft deliveries from $4.3 billion to $3.4 billion. Compared to a year ago, total business jet deliveries decreased 19%. And restaurants and retail owners struggled with Paycheck Protection Program loans, but a fix may be on the way. Legislation to overhaul the SBA's PPP program may soon come before the House of Representatives. The Paycheck Protection Flexibility Act would extend the 8 weeks under which loan recipients could spend PPP money. The legislation also helps fix other details causing problems for small businesses in the hospitality industry. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
The County Commission had a pretty good discussion yesterday on all of this reopening of the local economy. And, you know, now we need some good word from Spirit and Boeing about 737 to get some people back to work out there. That'll be something that we would really like to see happen.
Yeah, on the one hand, the 737 MAX production is going to begin again or is starting up again at Boeing. But Boeing is having to downsize. They're starting their layoffs worldwide. There'll be about 16,000 of those worldwide.
Yep. So, all right. Well, it looks like we're pretty much open for business now. Take care of yourself and be responsible.
You bet.
That's kind of tough for some people. Others show.
Well, it is. I mean, there are a lot of people who never did wear a mask at all during this whole time, and so
I haven't.
You know, they're sure as heck not going to wear it now.
I haven't worn mine once or twice. My wife has, and both, but I have. I could be a little more responsible that way. But basically, I don't get within 6 feet of anybody. Nobody wants to be within 6 feet of me.
You don't do that anyway.
That's right.
You don't want to be around people anyway.
It's this big imaginary bubble that nobody wants to get close to me, and I don't want to get close to them. So there you go. I'd be good just out on a mountainside someplace all by myself, I guess. But there you go.
I've done that a couple of times.
Yeah.
Pretty fun.
There you go. Today is National Brisket Day, celebrating one of the nine primal cuts of beef. Brisket comes from the breast or lower chest of beef or veal. When prepared correctly, renders both flavor and tenderness.
When prepared correctly.
Yeah. How about my wife
makes a great gravy as well.
Yeah. My wife makes kind of a brisket and a prock pot with roast. And it comes out like a brisket, only it's roast beef. I guess it's the same thing, but it sure is tasty. And I'm sure the two guys that I'm talking with right now, I'm sure both of you guys are brisket fans, right?
A wonderful 12-hour smoked full-packer brisket with the point and the flat cut up just the right way and
there
doing some burnt ends.
He's going a little crazy. You know,
I'm gone off the deep end here barbecue-wise.
Yeah, I go to Kansas City. And if I'm going to Kansas City, there's a pretty good, maybe a 75 to 80% chance that I'm going to stop in at Arthur Bryant's up there.
Yeah.
And, you know, the barbecue place, which a lot of people think is the best in the world. And we've been there together, the three of us, before. And the brisket sandwich is, what is it, about 3 inches thick? I mean, just no way you can get your, you know, you got to spread it out a little bit somehow.
It's a thing of beauty.
But, yeah.
I'm a Kansas City Joe's guy. That's
you like
place.
Kansas City Joe's, which they are excellent, too.
Oh, my gosh, I love that
They're
place.
Fantastic as well.
Like Joe's, and there's a little-known place on Southwest Boulevard called Rosedale Barbecue. I suggest that people go to that, too. Rosedale Barbecue.
Do they have pictures of celebrities on the wall?
They don't have much on the wall at all. It's just kind of a little hole in the wall. It's been there for years and years, but, man, they're brisket sandwiches.
So where is it? I got to find it. Where is it on South?
Southwest Boulevard, just off I-35 there.
Okay.
Southwest Boulevard.
Roasted.
Down by Rainbow.
Okay. We'll have to look for that. Brisket Day, and we'll celebrate. Right, guys? Okay.
You bet.
Thank you, guys. 7:55 now, Steve and Ted. And coming up in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on KNSS, we've got a report on a fatal accident in South Wichita. Ted has sports coming up, right, Ted?
Yep, we'll have the latest on the TBT, the basketball tournament, and what Wichita's involvement might be. We'll discuss that coming up in sports.
Plus, you've got entertainment news on the way.
Yes, right? We do. We got a good edition of the Blur entertainment news. That'll be at 8:35 this morning.
And traffic and weather, all in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted. Keep it here, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Get Wichita.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.